All right, let's get this show on the road. We're going to go ahead and call the Walmart and see if we can't screw with the managers a little bit. I'm going to be using a new setup here with the phone, so I apologize if it doesn't sound as good as normally, but you'll still be able to tell what's going on. But anyway, here we go.
Calling Walmart.
Thank you for calling Highlands Ranch Walmart. How may I direct your call?
Yes, may I speak to a manager, please?
To what manager?
Electronics.
One moment, please.
Thank you. Being transferred to electronics?
Electronics, how are you?
Yeah, my name is Mike Walker, and I'm calling from Target, actually. And we had an application come in, and they used you guys as a reference, and I was just wondering if I could kind of get some idea of how good of a worker they were.
Okay, who?
Actually, they said here that they'd like to remain anonymous on their little application here. But anyway, were they a good worker when they were working for you guys? Were they trustworthy, you know?
Well, it depends on who it is.
If
they're anonymous, I can't really tell you on who, how well they worked or not.
Well, maybe you could just tell me how well they treated customers, how was their customer service skills, and...
There's quite a few people that work in this department.
Really?
But there's like about, 8 or 9 people that work in this department.
Right now?
No, different hours and different shifts.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So that's why I'm, like, wondering who you're talking about.
Yeah, because it says here they want to remain anonymous. I mean, I'm just going by what they say here. Wow, well, maybe you could just kind of tell me, generally, how are your employees over there? Are they the type of employee that we'd like to have at Target, do you think? Generally?
Most of the guys do have good customer service.
Mm-hmm.
They do help out.
Maybe we could do it this way. Tell me who in your department doesn't have good customer service.
Actually, pretty much all of them do have good customer service.
All of them do?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not rude to customers or nothing like that, no.
They don't tell them to, you know, F you?
No.
Or anything like that? Okay, that's good. Let's see, what else did I have for you? I lost my notes here, so kind of just going off my head with their application here.
I'm probably not the right person to be talking to.
Are you a manager?
I'm not the department manager. My manager is on vacation right now.
Oh, are you the assistant manager or something?
I'm just filling in while he's gone. I'm filling in for him while he's gone.
Oh, so you're not management at all here?
No, I don't know why they transfer you here.
Oh, jeez.
I was in electronics, but my manager is on vacation.
Oh, really?
Until Monday. I'm just filling in for him.
Is he on the boat in the Mediterranean?
Huh?
Did he go on a boat in the Mediterranean?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we're over here at the Target is some manager over there is on a boat in the Mediterranean. And we're like, how does he afford that? It's a big controversy down here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know of any manager going down.
Have you ever been on a boat in the Mediterranean?
No, there's no managers on here on vacation except that went down south like that.
Down south to the Mediterranean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I couldn't really help you because I really don't know who the person is, but most of the guys do have good customer service.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you helping me here. And maybe I'll try to speak to a different manager or something.
Yeah, he'll be back on Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Shut up! No! You're rooting. These dogs. They ruined my call. Ah! Ah! Christ on a cracker. Can I make a phone call without you dogs barking? Son of a bitch. Swear. Bacon Bits Radio, The Rampage.